This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that, because without listeners, I couldn't say that. And we appreciate you. 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, 1090 K-TGO, and 1460 K-LTC in Dickinson. We're coming to you from the annual meeting of the North Dakota Petroleum Council today. They're gathering every fall. This one in Grand Forks generally moves around the state. And we're brought to you in part by our friends at Pipers. Pipers.com will give you a listing of everything they have going right now, and they have a lot going. They always do. They have that beautiful new auction center of North America, I'm trying to say, just like Kevin does, as a matter of fact, is really something. Doing some hay auctions out there on a number of, I think they're doing the first Tuesday of the month they've been doing those, but there's machinery auctions, equipment auctions, real estate, land auctions, a lot going on. So find out more about what they have going on. 12th Annual Western Dakota Land Auctions is on the calendar. October 19th should be right there on your calendar. That'll be in Dunn County. And that is two parcels of land there, about 300 and some acres. So the auction location will be at the Dickinson Elks Lodge. But find out more at Pipers.com. Give them a call for a catalog. The beautiful new catalog's out, 877-700-4099. Len Helms is here, the director of the Department of Mineral Resources. We're going to chat with him in a moment. We're also going to chat with Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Tommy Kenville stopped by, talk a little bit about how the technology and energy integration with drones is bringing some great progress, pipeline safety and other things. And Jim the Flagpole Guy, plus more of your calls, your questions, and your comments. I want more of your input on the tax plan as well. So let's do lots of that today. Let me get one more quick call in here before I chat with Lynn. Lonnie, you've been waiting a while. I want to get to you. Chris in the Bakken, go ahead. You're up on What's On Your Mind.
Oh, yeah, buddy. We are still rocking in the Bakken.
God
Real
bless
quick.
You. All right.
President Trump has to get control of his bureaucracy. That backlog of appointees has got to get fixed. And the way to sell this tax plan is lead with the heroes. JFK, yeah, we've all got opinions about his personal life, but he was a heck of an economist. Well, he led economic growth expansion. And Ronald Reagan, that's the heroes of both sides. And it is just the most awesome way. Because what can you say? I'm not going to vote for Superman because he helped the wrong guy. Come on. They're both our heroes, left and right. So, and then finally, 2 million flipping barrels a day. Bring it on.
All right, Chris. I'm going to ask that question of our next guest, Lynn Helms, of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. Lynn, how are you?
I'm doing great this morning, Scott. It's good to be in Grand Forks.
So you heard Chris say 2 million barrels, bring it on, right? He's calling from the Bakken. The governor has said, hey, here's a goal for you, 2 million barrels. And maybe we talked a little bit about this with the governor yesterday, but what did you hear from the governor? What is he saying and suggesting the industry ought to strive for?
Well, what I heard from the governor is, I'm putting a challenge out there to you. Two million barrels a day. You were at 1.27 and you're sitting at a million barrels a day. Here's a challenge. Can we get to 2 million barrels a day? But really what he wants to hear, and he's a great listener, what he wants to hear from industry is, what are the barriers to getting there? I hear some conversations and muttering amongst industry that, well, we can't get there because, and we can't get there because. Well, what Governor Burnham wants to know is, what are those things? What are the barriers to getting to 2 million barrels a day, and what can I do to take those barriers out of the way? Can I work with Washington, D.C.? Can I work with the legislature? Can I work with my appointees, maybe at the Industrial Commission, and knock down some of those barriers so you can get to 2 million barrels a day? So tell him. Call him. He's a great listener. And he's always wanting to be coached.
You are the top regulator of the oil and gas industry in North Dakota. On that list of what's preventing you from getting there, I have no doubt would be, okay, this regulation, that regulation, this one costs too much, da-da-da-da-da. I asked the governor about that yesterday. He said, well, I'm all for innovating over regulating. So let whatever that regulation is intended to fix, let's figure out a way to innovate instead. I mean, is it possible to have less regulations, and are they right that is part of what's preventing them to get to 2 million barrels?
So I'll start with the last part of the question, and the answer is they're right, particularly on the federal legislative side. federal legislation or regulation and delays in getting pipeline rights away and drilling permits and approval to drill on federal lands are major barriers to getting to 2 million barrels a day. And we need to look at some innovative ways to bypass that enormous federal bureaucracy and work directly with the secretaries and the deputy secretaries to send and delegate a lot of that approval authority down to the state and to the tribe. You know, one of the other things that's standing in the way, we did a map for the Industrial Commission, this Missouri riverbed thing, 344 spacing units that are very lightly drilled, if drilled at all, because of concern over who owns the minerals under the Missouri River. We kicked off the study Tuesday. So the consultant is working. They're on the clock 6 months from Tuesday. They have to deliver a product, and we're going to deliver it on time. So
that's something that's on the list too. They just got to get rid of those things that are.
That's right. So
those are
probably my two top things that I know about, but I certainly don't know about everything else. So let's identify those barriers and let's move them out of the way.
That's good. It's a good approach, right?
Yes.
Because here's the goal. And why can't you get there? And so rather than say, we can't get there because of this and that, and then, well, put it on the list and let's take it on, right?
That's right.
One by one.
Let's make a list and just go down the list and see what we can take out of the way.
One of those things clearly has to be the price environment we find ourselves in, which ironically is a result of a lot of success of what really started here in this shale revolution that has happened in the Bakken and now is everywhere. That brings me to the latest numbers in the director's cut. We're just sort of in a almost holding pattern here, really, aren't we?
Price-wise, we really are. I mean, we've seen some significant improvement in prices over the last couple of weeks, but we're still stuck in the low 50s on WTI. And still, when you sell a barrel of crude oil at a well site in North Dakota, you're going to sell it for $5, $6, $7 less than that. So that is a barrier to growth. But we're at 58 drilling rigs today at this low price. So industry has found ways through technology and innovation to bring those costs down. Low 50s is not going to take us outside the core area, but low 50s is going to allow 55 to 60 drilling rigs to work really hard in that core area. And that number of drilling rigs with enough frac crews will grow production. It won't grow it really fast, but it will grow production. So we'll be headed upwards from that million barrels a day.
The governor yesterday said our metric really needs to be how many holes we're punching a month, right?
That's right.
Rather than rigs. And again, going back to the efficiency, so how are we pacing there?
Well, we're making great strides. I talked Tuesday about some of the new technology that's being used in guiding these oil wells. And we had one company drill a well from spud to TD in 7 days. By applying new technology to talk to the MWD tools downhole. So, we thought when we got to an average of 2 to 3 weeks, we were really doing something. People are trying to push that down to somewhere between 1 and 2 weeks to drill a well from spud to TD. So he's right. It's the number of wells we drill and complete. It's not the number of drilling rigs anymore.
Anything else from your director's cut that you saw as a highlight?
Well, I think the fact that, this rig count and this frac crew count pushed production up 1.5% is a very significant factor. And if we stay in this price environment and we work hard, we're going to see those kind of back-to-back production increases month after month after month. I'd like to see it grow faster, but if you can grow it at 1.5% or 2% every month, you're really doing something.
There is a rule change proposed to the information statements that royalty owners get. What are your thoughts about it?
Well, this rule has to change. It's been in place for 25 years and hasn't been touched. And the largest number of calls that we get at my office are from royalty owners who are confused about their royalty statements. They do not understand the deductions, what they're for, when they're for. There's just too many deductions and too much chaos in that area. We're going to do our best to fix that rule. We're going to be out around the state mid-October. Holding hearings on that, and then we'll have a 10-day comment period. It's going to get a major rewrite, and it really needs to happen.
We'll let you get back to the conference. Thanks for the time, Len. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott.
Len Helms, Director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources. Great resource for us on this industry that, as I said earlier, is really one of those three legs of the all-important stool in North Dakota, right? And the three, without oil, without ag, without really energy. You put energy all in one peg, oil in the other, and all of the others. technology and manufacturing and that other, we don't stand, for sure. Brent in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hi.
Hey, Brent, go ahead.
Are you talking to me?
I am.
Okay, hi. I just had a quick question. That last caller was talking about Puerto Rico. What did he say the minimum wage was there?
I thought he said 51 cents or something. I was trying to get him back to America, but he was trying to make some argument I couldn't quite follow. But it was less than a buck,
okay,
according to him.
Okay. A quick Google search will pull it up at $6.55 an hour is what Puerto Rico's minimum wage is. So it sounded like fake news. I looked it up quick, and I thought I would pass it along.
I'm glad you did. I should have done the same. I trusted a guy from San Francisco, for crying out loud. What was I thinking?
Nancy that Pelosi. Your first problem right there.
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi and a caller from San Francisco to talk show in the Northern Plains. Anyway, appreciate that, Brent. Thank you very much. And if you'd like to get back and show us where, Google is wrong, that's fine. Jack and Climax, Dana and Judd, Gary and Sturgis, South Dakota, plus Ron Ness of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, coming up on What's On Your Mind.
On Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
You decide. That's a great way to live life. And you pull up to the pump at PetroServe USA locations, and you get to decide. Do I want E15, E10, E85, E30, E40? Do I want unleaded? You get choice at the pump at PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota and Minnesota. Just look for that red, white, and blue banner of PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better, because they love the idea of connecting North Dakota's farm fields with North Dakota's oil fields. And that gives you choice at the pump. Simple as that. Come on in the store for some great savings always. My personal favorite is the 4 for $4 special. 4 items for $4. Okay, what are they, Scott? How about a personal pan pizza? Hot stuff. One of the best. How about a 20-ounce drink of your choice? And how about 2 delicious cookies? 4 items, the pizza, the pop, the cookies, $4 all day, every day. Exactly. At a PetroServe USA location near you. Tell them Scott sent you. You've heard us say, Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's On Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code Best of the West for a great stay. And we'll see you in Watford City.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Nation in the world. When I finish the plan, we'll be among the lower taxed, which is very good. I'd like to be the lowest, but you can't be the lowest. There are some that are ridiculous. But I wanted to be at 15. In fact, I was going to start at 15 and maybe negotiate up to 20. but the numbers really work at 20, so we're putting it in at 20, but we're not going to negotiate.
I love that about Donald Trump. It just tells you exactly, hey, look, I'm not negotiating now. I would have negotiated if it had been somewhere that I didn't want it, but it's now where I want it, and it's going to stay there, and it's a deal breaker for me. So I love it. I absolutely love it. Anyway, more on that as we go throughout the program. Welcome your calls at 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number on What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at Polar Service Center. And you know what they need? They need more good people. That's right. They need more good people to go to work for a great company at Polar Service Center, Minnesota company. Now two locations in North Dakota. They're in Kildare. They're in Williston. They pay up to $32 an hour. They have a paid time off program. They have 401k with employer match. Full health benefits for you and your family. I'll repeat, full health benefits for you and your family. That's a job up to $32 an hour. Call Maria right now. Great training program, too. 612-214-8781. 612-214-8781. Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, is here. A few more hours left in the annual meeting. And so far, it's been another doozy. Ron, how would you describe it?
Scott, thanks for being here. And it has been a great couple days in Grand Forks. But first, I'm so excited about these Minnesota Twins. How about that?
You know what? I haven't even mentioned it today. You're right. 103 games they lost last year. No team has lost that amount of games and made the playoffs the next year. That's darn cool.
That is fantastic for all of us lifelong Twins fans. So great to see it. And we know the Vikings are going to win the Super Bowl this year, so it's all good.
As long as they don't take a knee.
Scott, we've had a tremendous lineup of speakers this week, and lots of very interesting things. We've had a number of Trump's advisors here, which you've talked to. But really what I want to talk about is we had a session yesterday with the Petroleum Engineering School at the University of North Dakota. And we have, they started that program 6 years ago. They had four students. Peaked at about 310 students in the petroleum engineering program in North Dakota. And we've got companies here that always talk about, you hire a petroleum engineering student from the Texas A&M, you send them up to Bakken, up to North Dakota, they're here for 6 months, and really all they can ever think about is truly getting back home. And we had a panel here. It was mostly all young men and women from Watford City and Tioga and Dickinson, and they're either finished school, they're working here, they want to be North Dakotans. They don't want to go back to Houston. They love North Dakota winters. It's a favorite part. It's my favorite season, one of them said. And something we really want to talk to other North Dakota kids about, their math and science skills and the opportunities that we now have in petroleum engineering. The UND's got chemical engineering, geology, all of those things. It's going to be tremendous as we talk about this Bakken oil play lasting another 60 to 70 years, and we're going to just get better at it. Those are the great minds, and they were up there talking about we're going to be the ones that crack the code of the Bakken and get that next 1, 2, 3, 5% out of this. We understand technology. This is all about technology. And that was a highlight for me. And we had all the students here. They let the students from the entire petroleum engineering cancel classes, and they said, you come to that two-day conference because that's where you're going to learn more than we can teach you in a classroom in those 2 days. They've been here. We're creating internships. And all the players are here. Everybody that was here that didn't know about this program is here. And we're going to get those young men and women to work in North Dakota's energy industry. And I think it's very exciting. But we need to continue to fill that vacuum of students in these programs.
Jeff Kummer led that panel yesterday, and Jeff is president of McKinsey Energy Partners. Previously to that had been at MBI Energy with Jim Arthod, and just a great North Dakotan, just an incredible talent, and he's really been a champion of that program and had an advisory council of the industry helping the school, and, it's been great. And then the students you mentioned, Joel Brown and Max Johnson, Dylan Willoughby, my buddy Rusty Ort's nephew, and Tanner Hopfoff is the four that were up there. And I agree with you. If that didn't stand the hair on the back of your neck to say what does the future look like and what's possible now and the opportunities that have come from North Dakotans in every corner of North Dakota and beyond and the entire region because of this play. That now there's a petroleum engineering school at UND and they have a chance to have homegrown petroleum engineers populate the industry. It's awesome.
Well, I didn't get the chance to ask them. Some of them have jobs already. They've been doing internships, but I would suspect that average starting pay for those first-year graduates out of the UND Petroleum Engineering School is probably somewhere around $120,000. Plus, they may get a $20,000 signing bonus. Not a bad gig.
Yeah, not a bad gig. You're right. Mom and Dad, are you listening? Not a bad gig at all. You talk about a 60 or 70 year play. You talk about the future and what it holds, and obviously that's why you need the petroleum engineers for the foreseeable future. How are we going to get there? The governor has set out a goal of, hey, what's preventing you from getting to 2 million barrels? And how about thinking about no leaks in pipes? And I know some people in the industry grumble a little bit and say, well, wait a minute, you got it. What about this? What about that? But he basically is saying, here's a goal. You guys are the industry. Tell me what's preventing it. Whatever I can, affect, I will. It's pretty cool, isn't it?
Well, it is. And we had a motivational speaker this morning, and he talked about breakthrough leadership. And in order to do that, you have to have vision and focus. And I think the governor set that tone very clearly. These are things to look forward for those young petroleum engineering students. Yeah, why would we stop at a million barrels when we're only getting 7 or 8 out of every 100 barrels of oil out of a typical Bakken well today? Why would we think that we can't get 15 or 20 out of like a conventional resource, where maybe you get up to 35% of that oil out of that resource? So it's going to take technology, Scott. It's going to take competitiveness in North Dakota. We have to be able to attract that capital here. There's a lot of places in the world you could put your dollar today to go find oil. It's going to take the continued positive regulatory environment that we heard from the Trump advisors yesterday, from the governor and the state of North Dakota. You have to create a responsible regulatory environment where you're not punishing companies just because you're in this energy business or that energy business. We think we're moving in that direction. We have to think beyond 4 or 8 years, though. We've got to do it better. We've got to get better. But that's all technology as well, and that's what Grand Forks and University of North Dakota and the EERC bring to the table. Why we're glad to be here, and why we need those students to continue looking at careers in energy, because it's going to be the future of the young people that figure these things out, not the rest of us.
Half a minute left, but I'm curious, what would be the top thing on your list of what's preventing us from getting there?
Figuring out how to get what we call enhanced oil recovery out of the rock, and moving more oil, increasing that recovery. You know, the Bakken is one of the first mature oil plays, oil from shale plays in the world. We now have to be a step ahead. We now have to crack that code for the secondary recovery of this Bakken oil, which doesn't exist anywhere else in the world. Everybody else is catching up to us on the ability to drill these types of wells. Now, how do we lead the world in the recovery factor? That's the big one. That's the breakthrough moment.
Interesting. Thank you, sir. Good to see you. Congrats on another good conference.
Bye.
More coming up on What's on Your Mind, live from the North Dakota Petroleum Council's annual meeting. Polaris Center, Grand Forks. A few more hours left here. Tomorrow we're at Huskfest, by the way. Back to your calls. Tom Kenville coming up. And don't forget, the flagpole guy, too, on What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
It's back, the 11th Annual Great Plains and Empower ND Energy Conference. Tuesday, October 10th, Bismarck State College. Early bird registration on now for just $95 through 4 p.m. October 5th. Walk-up registration, $115. This event includes a roundtable Q&A with Governor Doug Burgum and U.S. Senator John Hoeven. Platinum sponsors include Elite and their companies, ConocoPhillips, NextEra Energy Resources, and XTO Energy. Register now at energynd.com/events. energynd.com.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Dollars in foreign countries, and many have incorporated abroad in order to avoid our punitive tax system altogether. And some companies actually leave our country because they have so much money overseas, so much, it's an incredible amount, that they move the company to get their money. We're going to let them bring the money back home.
Oh, there you go, folks. And that's also a no-brainer, isn't it? I love the call earlier that said JFK, hero of the left, right? Ronald Reagan, hero of the right. Both did the same thing. That's the only argument you need. But you know, there's many arguments here to layer on to say, well, if you make it $12,000, I mean, the first $12,000 you don't pay any tax on. Wow, $24,000? Married couple, you don't pay tax on the first $24,000 of income? Wow. You know, there's things you can layer on, but and Trump's there is a good one. You know, if you have a company that does business all around the world and their tax treatment in other countries is much better than it is here, of course it's going to go there for a certain percentage of it, right? So now it's parked over there. That's, I think, the biggest thing that'll absolutely put wind at the back of this thing. Right there, that change, by saying those dollars can come back here without being penalized, because then those dollars come back here to build things, to do things. Love it. Why don't you take it, 800-228-0550. Brought to you in part today by High Plains Apache, home of the ET Ag Center, which means not just the Apache sprayer, which is the best of the best, honestly, but any sprayer, any make, any model. They have the ag application parts you need, whatever it is, okay? Every brand of sprayer. So, banjo fittings, bulk hoses, liquid fertilizer parts, you get it. Pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, I mean, the spray tips, everything. 50,000 parts. Remember that. Not just Apache, any brand. You need something? Call them, pronto. And if you want to see the industry-leading operator comfort and warranty, the best of the best, stop and see them. In Mandan, or in Frontier, south of Fargo, exit 16. Tell them Scott sent you. Texture says, if everyone is getting a big tax break, and more people aren't paying taxes, what is the government going to run on? The promise of more jobs and more people paying taxes. What if the rich guys just put more in their pocket and buy a nicer boat? Spoken like someone that has heard rhetoric over and over and over and over again that they now believe to be true. The answer is a growing economy. So again, John F. Kennedy, Ronald Reagan, what'd they do? Cut taxes. What happened? Not what he predicted what would happen. More money came in. Why? People spend the money. They build things. They buy things. And it has worked. Now, it's true the deficit did go up. after a time of Reagan, but that came with more spending. That came with more spending. And there was spending necessary, Cold War. Same thing with George W. Bush. He didn't get major tax reform. Neither did Clinton. So, remember that. 800-228-0550. Let me get a couple calls in here, and then we'll chat with Tom Kenville. A little bit more from the oil conference. North Dakota Petroleum Council annual meeting at Grand Forks. And also Jim the Flagpole guy is coming up. Who has been waiting the longest here? Let me get Jack in. Jack from Climax, Minnesota. What's on your mind?
Good morning. Glad to have reached you now. Say, you know, you're right about that. Kennedy and Reagan, they lowered the taxes. Things got better. They didn't have to pay for an Obamacare medical thing that'll be coming up that we don't know the ultimate price of that thing yet. You know, and another thing, I don't think this tax thing that we're getting, it might offset that, it might equal things out, but it's a zero-sum game. We're getting caught up in the swamp out there, the politics, that's what they're coming up with.
Okay, so let me make sure I understand you. Let me make sure I understand you, Jack. You're saying that the tax cut is a good idea, but the benefit we get from it is going to go to pay for Obamacare, so really it's a wash.
That's right. I would think so. They haven't hit the total expenses of that yet. That hasn't even kicked in.
Yeah, it's a mess. We're in agreement there. How about this? How about we still proceed with the plan to repeal and replace Obamacare? I mean, we can do tax reform and Obamacare, can we?
Oh, sure, but it hasn't happened. Those
it's
guys
going to
aren't
go.
Ready for it. It's a swamp out there. They won't be able to get it done. I'm very negative about that.
Jack, I'm with you. It is a swamp. There's no doubt about it.
You
they
know,
should have done it by now. But
let me give you this scenario.
Let me give you this scenario, and then you tell me if I'm being Pollyanna. My scenario says that, number one, Obamacare is going to go at some point. And the reason it's going to go is it's that bad. Okay, and so the pain points are going to continue to go. Now, what the Democrats, obviously, many of them are hoping for is single payer. They want the government ultimately to be the payer. And so they want the pain point to be, guess what, we have to bite the bullet, socialize medicine. I don't believe the American public will go for that because of what that will do to health care in America. And I also believe enough in Trump that he's going to continue to fight this battle. So I think before it gets that bad, where it's obvious you've got to do something, and fix it. I think actually we're not all that far away right now. President Trump sent yesterday to Pete Hegseth, who is a Fox News reporter, that you know they believe they're within a vote of getting this right now, and that they're going to bring it back with the next budget reconciliation, either by the end of the year or shortly before next year. So I'm hearing you on the swamp, but I wouldn't give up. Is my point. I think there's still a battle that can be won on the Obamacare front.
Okay, thanks. I can't pick you up very well now. Thanks a lot, Scott. Bye.
Thank you, Jack. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. Mike's traveling. Wanted to weigh in on Puerto Rico. What's on your mind, Mike?
Well, I just wondered. I have some friends in Puerto Rico. They're devastated with this weather that they had there. And Trump wants to spend from $20 to $40 billion on a wall with Mexico. Seems to me a priority would be helping our people in Texas that had the hurricanes and helping the people in Puerto Rico and let the wall take a back seat. And then the second thing I'd like to bring up is
can we deal with that one first, Mike? So let's just talk about that for a minute. First of all, Trump made a promise on the wall. He's not about to give up on the promise. You just need to deal with it. It's going to be there. Not to mention, we have an illegal immigration problem in this country. Just the announcement of the wall, just the announcement of some of these policies has dropped border crossings big time. So the Trump plan is working. Separate from that, do you think we're not helping the people in the hurricane areas? Do you not? I mean, there's going to be billions and billions and billions of federal help that are going to go into these areas. There's no doubt about that. So I think we can do both, is my point.
Oh, we can always do both. It's the same boat of give the rich tax breaks and help the poor. It just doesn't work. If you were willing to look at the statistics, the middle class did the best when the rich were taxed the most. That's what the statistics say. But the Trump lie.
That's the nuttiest thing I've ever heard in my life. Who do you think hires the middle class?
A lot of people hire the middle class. This trickle-down stuff is...
Let me ask you a question, Mike. Can I ask you a question? Okay. Have you ever been hired by a poor person?
I was hired by a cooperative. I wasn't a rich person.
Well, co-ops do pretty darn well, and they don't pay taxes. So,
They don't pay taxes. See, you perpetuate this lie of trickle down. It hasn't worked. Try what happened in Kansas where they tried trickle down.
I'm telling you, it has worked. It has worked. Go here. If you want a little research for the day, Mike, go look at the tax rates in states that are the lowest and check how their economy is doing. Okay.
Well, how was the economy when Clinton was in there and we actually had a surplus and taxes on the rich were higher?
Because of Ronald Reagan. That was because of Ronald Reagan. That was because of the 1986 Tax Reform Act. That's you've just made the case for Trump doing it right now. The Reagan.
Trump and Jesus are one and the same to you, and it's all bogus. The man lies every day.
Where did that come from? Trump and Jesus are one and the same to me. That's an offensive statement, just so you know. A very offensive statement.
Trump is infallible to you. He lies to you every day. You buy it, and then you sell it on the radio. It's a sad situation. And it's the same with his tax cuts. It's going to be tax cuts for the rich.
Well, I'm sorry you feel that way, Mike. I don't mind having the discussion with you, but I think we can have a discussion without you saying Jesus and Trump are the same to me. That's offensive. That just is unbelievable, and obviously in completely different worlds. One, the President of the United States, one, fallible, human, a sinner like all of us, and one, a savior. So that's just, it's really offensive to say that, but I don't know what it is with liberals and the whole faith thing, but I shouldn't say that. That's not fair. That liberal and the faith thing. But you don't need to go there for your argument, is what I'm saying. I just don't think that's necessary at all. I better get Tommy Kenville in here to save me. Save me from this. You hear the things they're saying to me now? For crying out loud? Well, what the heck is going on in this world, Tommy?
You know, it is a different world.
I've been doing it for a few years, though. You have. You're used to...
I would guess 40 years, Scott.
86. You do the math. At least here. Talk radio.
Here,
since 86.
Yeah. I think you're on the radio at 12.
I was. Yeah, you're right.
You get a few offensive calls when that happens.
I didn't do talk radio at 12. I wouldn't have been well equipped.
No.
So the North Dakota Petroleum Council is back in Grand Forks. Grand Forks has been this hub. Your company, UAI International, and obviously all the work you've done at the aerospace world here and the Center for Innovation. How are these worlds connecting these days? Give us an update.
Well, our company, UAI Eyesight RPV Services, we're doing a lot of flying in the energy field, power lines, wind turbines, all over the country, and oil. We're the furthest, we've done the least in the oil patch, only because of the rules of beyond line of sight. It's really mind-blowing, the speakers they've had here the last few days and the amount of technology. I mean, it's really a tech play, and oil's the byproduct, you know, in a way. How they can have wireless...
It's a good way of saying it. I mean, this is about technology, and the technology allows you to get oil out of the ground, but that's almost an afterthought.
When they're down miles in the ground and using wireless connectors for communication with the Internet, it's just some of the stuff I've heard is just mind-blowing. Also really, really great people involved in this industry here, you know, and like Ron said, the petroleum engineering program, I know some of the early people that pushed that, our friend Lauren Kopsing, your friend Harold Hamm, I mean, to get behind that and really, you know, buck up to get it going, and now to see all these young men and women that can graduate here, get a great job here, stay around home, you know, they're from Montana, North Dakota, Minnesota, it's really cool.
It is. Only 30 seconds left, but tell us what your company's doing. You know, the governor set a bold goal of zero leaks in pipelines, and you're helping with that, right?
Yeah, what we're trying to do is detect it before the leak is you can visually spot them. And so we have some technology to do this. It takes partnerships. It takes a lot of, big vision to get it done. But I think that the drones will really help the oil industry here in the near future.
How do folks get a hold of you and take advantage of your drone services?
Tom@UAIInternational is my .com is my email, or eyesightrpv.com.
Tommy Kenville, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, more of your calls. Big news out of Standing Rock and much more straight ahead.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
For 30 years, Rick in Minot has been a customer of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. 30 years. Pretty incredible. Tells you what an incredible product they have at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Rick, what makes you so loyal?
Easy to maintain. One, I have 30 years old, and my family started up a plumbing and heating business, and then they started the pool company that they were doing on the side, putting in pools, and they sold Hot Spring Spas, so that's how I got into buying that one. And I've had it ever since. Now I have it down at the lake cabin, and then I have a newer one at home, which is about 12 years old. That's the Envoy. The one down at the lake is a Sovereign. The one at home, my heater went out in it one winter, and I thought it was partially working. And when the maintenance guy came that next summer to fix it, I never fixed it during the wintertime. I just let it, the pump run. The thing never got below 40 degrees, and I asked him if only half the heater was running. He told me I never had any heat in it at all winter long, and it never got below 40 degrees when the pump was running, and I let it run. And the other hot tub would have frozen broke. I would say just the energy savings that you have on it. I mean, the insulation on it, the way they're built is astronomical compared to any other hot tub.
Every day made better. Take it from Rick and all of the satisfied customers of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Saunas, sunrooms, hot tubs, gazebos, pool tables, patio furniture, pools, and swim spas. They've got it all. Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, and online at hotspringnv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
We passed 337 bills in the House as of this week.
And you have the different administrations.
Yeah, this is more than Obama at the same time, more than Bush, more than Clinton, more than H.W. Bush. So more bills have passed the House this year under Donald Trump at this time than Obama and both Bushes and Clinton. The challenge we have is this chart. 274 of them are still in the Senate.
So as swamp speak goes, that's pretty good, because Paul Ryan finally took a shot at the Senate, all right? And the Senate is the problem, ladies and gentlemen. And the Senate has been no better under Republican control than it was under Democratic control, unfortunately. I mean, there's a lot of people voting right, but when you talk about actual action and getting things done, it's not. So that swamp, the Senate swamp, needs to be drained. It does. It absolutely does. So Paul Ryan, pretty significant shot there at the U.S. Senate there. That was from Sean Hannity's interview with him last night. All right. One bit of news I've meant to share all day, besides the fact that the Twins have clinched a playoff spot and are the first team in the history of Major League Baseball to lose over 100 games and go to the playoffs the next year. Man, that makes me fired up, doesn't it? And I'm not going to be happy with one round of the playoffs either. To me, this we got to relive 91, 87 all over again. And Ron Ness thankfully saved me on that by mentioning that because I had it on my list. The other one is the news that Dave Archimbo, the chairman of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, has been defeated as chairman. And I think you can only sum that up with one word: justice. The people of Standing Rock took into their hands that decision. God bless them. They were so poorly served by Dave Archimbo, who sadly, I don't know any other way to describe the man. I don't know his heart. I don't know him well enough. I just know from his actions, was completely self-serving, had hidden agendas all over the place. And right or wrong, whether you liked him, didn't like him, was a horrible leader for the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. So, clear out the desk, Dave Archimbo. Let somebody else lead. It's time. That's my commentary. A couple of calls I want to squeeze in after we talk to one of our fine sponsors, Jim the Flagpole Guy, who once again is crisscrossing the state. My gosh, he was in Mandaree, and then he's down to Dickinson, and now he's in Fargo, and he just keeps on trucking, and we love him. Jim, how you doing?
Pretty good, Scott. Nothing but victories here. Thank you very much.
You know, I got a call from a listener the other day, or a text or something, that said, tell me that flagpole guy, you wanted your number again, which I give out a couple times a week, in addition to mentioning it on the air when we chat, 701-571-FLAG. But he said he had a telescoping pole that kept breaking, and he was putting bolts in it, and those are kind of the cheapies, if you will. Talk about the cost of a pole and the quality of a pole.
Well, Scott, I don't sell telescoping poles. I guess they're $200-$300. People put them in themselves. They take like a bag of about a 5-gallon bucket of concrete. My flagpoles, I'll start at 15 foot. They're single shaft poles, and they start out with about 18 bags of concrete. So we fix those. Basically $750 gets you a 15 foot estate pole. Now, if we travel, there's travel expenses. But, you know, when I'm traveling around, I go from city to city, and everybody shares at my travel and my motel. So,
yeah, I mean, really, you're not going to buy a product, period, let alone a flagpole, from anybody that's more honest about, you know, how he does this. So my point is, some people might, you know, if they go to a store, they're not going to find a flagpole of that magnitude. But guess what? You know, a telescoping flagpole that costs you $250, you're going to replace it 3 or 4 times, maybe more in the lifetime of your house. So you come out far behind anyway. So starting at $750, you have a quality flagpole. I mean, that's a top-notch American-made flagpole that is going to withstand the test of time. Same thing at businesses. You want a quality product. So that's what you're going to get, and you're going to get a fair shake. And, you know, talk to some folks in your neighborhood. See who else wants to do it. Talk to some businesses that are on the same street as you are, and then give Jim a call, have him come down, and it'll help spread those travel costs out a little bit as well, because he's coming from Williston. So makes a lot of sense.
Yes, Scott. Especially with everything that's going on in America, Scott, it's the perfect time to show where you stand, that's for sure.
Yeah, don't be the NFL. Put up a flagpole, for crying out loud. That's my mantra. Let's show the NFL who's boss. 701-571-FLAG, online at ndflagpoleguy.com. Thanks a bunch, Jim, as always. Good talking to you.
Thank you, Scott. God bless you. God bless America.
So, Todd, I don't know if we can do this in this time, but somebody just texted me a really good idea, said, hey, it'd be fun if you and Todd have a contest or a raffle to go to the New York trip. The New York raffle. Would that not be a blast or what?
So how would that work?
I don't know, but it's an interesting idea, and I love our listeners' ideas.
I'm game. So. I'm not grasping it just yet, but I'm totally game. I'm on board.
Somebody else wants the number, 952-898-0008. For the New York trip, November 27th through December 2nd. Flurry of activity happening because we have a limited number of seats and the deadline is Monday. So time to act on that one. Send me an email if you need more info, Scott H. at flagfamily.com. Oh, I wish I had more time. Dana and Judd, I'm going to give you the last 20 seconds. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, everyone. President Trump, he's right on with what he's doing. The only way they're going to rebuild this economy is if they rebuild the base.
If we rebuild what, Dana?
The base, the 130 million people that get up every day and push this thing forward.
Yeah, there you go.
What I wanted to know is, what are the tax rates after that $24,000? Where are they cut off?
Right, we've got a future program coming up where we're going to go through the ABCs of this tax plan, okay? Allow you to ask any question. Talk Radio Town Hall on it, full 2 hours. Stay tuned, working on scheduling it. More coming up. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
Our nation uses about 800 million gallons of petroleum and petroleum products every day. We use this energy to heat our homes, fuel our cars and airplanes, and provide the feedstock for our nation's manufacturing and agriculture industries. It's in our clothes and shoes, cell phones, computers, makeup, contact lenses, even medicines and life-saving medical devices. Where does it come from? 2.5 million miles of pipeline transport this energy across the country. This is the most environmentally sensitive, safest, and least expensive way to transport the energy we need. At Energy Transfer Partners, our more than 10,000 employees monitor and manage a nationwide network of pipelines built to last. With American materials, American workers, and American ingenuity. Bringing energy to families like yours. Visit EnergyTransfer.com to learn more.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.